A Whanganui woman who strangled her 13-year-old granddaughter with a necktie has been spared life imprisonment. Lorraine Smith was today sentenced to 12 years in jail for the March murder. She'll be eligible for parole after 6 years. The sentencing judge commented that Smith had devoted her life to helping her family, and that burden had taken a tremendous toll. Charlotte Cook reports.
Lorraine Smith killed her granddaughter Carlis on March 15th at their Whanganui home. Today, the High Court in Wellington was told Smith asked Carlis to go to their sleepout. She didn't want her brother to hear the struggle when she strangled Carlis with a necktie. Smith sobbed through the sentencing as Justice Frances Cook said she'd been described as a grandmother who'd turned herself inside out trying to help her family. He says she suffered from depression and anxiety and had come under significant stress while looking after her grandchildren and severely disabled son. Justice Cook says she became overwhelmed and suffered carer burnout.
Ms. Smith has devoted her life to caring for her family to the detriment of her own health and welfare. The burden of doing so has taken a tremendous toll, and the pressures have mounted to the point that Ms. Smith has taken the life of one of those she had committed her life to caring for.
Justice Frances Cook says Smith's life had been marked by hardship and difficult family circumstances. He says sentencing Smith to life in prison for murder would have been unjust, given the situation. As the case was stood down, Smith wailed as she left the courtroom. There were no dry eyes in the public gallery either. The family left with their heads down, clutching onto each other. The chief executive of Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust, Kate Bundle, says it's a tragic case, but the judge's sentence was appropriate.
I think the judge got it right. There clearly was intentional act on the part of the grandmother. It is incredibly sad that she got to that point where it all just became too much and she made that decision to kill her granddaughter. On the one hand, they've lost their daughter, their sibling, their sister. It's incredibly difficult and sad for them that they've lost Kaylee, but they've also lost their beloved grandmother, who has been quite a central figure in their life.
Kate Bundle says, sadly, this situation raises awareness of the severity of carer burnout. Members of her family had reportedly urged Smith to change her guilty plea and consider a charge of manslaughter due to her mental health problems. Lorraine Smith's cousin, Albert Thompson, told RNZ the family are hurting for her because of everything she's been through, but they love her and will continue to support her. But Crown Prosecutor Michelle Wilkinson-Smith says they argued for the defendant to get life in prison, with a reduced minimum period of time spent in prison due to her age and situation.
The family, understandably, are just at a complete loss to understand how this could have happened, because the defendant has been a loving, caring grandmother and a member of their whānau for them, and the Crown accepted it's completely out of character.
However, Michelle Wilkinson-Smith says the Crown had to consider whether Smith's circumstances were that dissimilar to those of other families.
Yes, her situation was very hard, but many people are in that situation, and we have to be careful not to excuse that, because while she was in a hard situation, of course, the children in her care were in a hard situation as well. I mean, they needed her care. She was the adult.
Lorraine Smith's defence lawyer Peter Brosnahan told the court that whatever sentence she received today would pale in comparison to the fact she has to live out the rest of her days knowing what she's done. In Wellington, for Checkpoint, Charlotte Cook.